الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Yesterday we had discussed the incident of Juraij, where he did not respond to the call of his mother, and what was the consequence of his mother's curse. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, any fortunate child that looks at his parents with the gaze of kindness, then on every gaze he receives the reward of an accepted hajj. Meaning a person just has to look at his parents with love, and on that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him the reward of an accepted hajj. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ya Rasulullah, what if he looks at his parents 100 times a day? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala is pure and extremely great. What is difficult for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to grant such a person the reward of 100 hajj? So if a person looks at his parents 100 times a day with love, here he is getting the reward of 100 hajj. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what are the rights of the parents upon the children? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are your Jannat and they are your Jahannam. If you please them, you enter Jannah. And if you displease them, then they are your Jahannam. The ulama have written, they say that for the sins, the gunas that a person commits, perhaps he will not get the punishment in this world, but definitely on the day of Qiyamah, he will be accountable in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But for disobedience of parents, a person would be punished in this very world. Like we understood from the incident of Juraij, that just one badwa on the tongue of the mother, and he suffered the consequence in the very world. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that one person informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, I have come to take bayat upon hijrat. When I left my parents, I left them in a state that they were crying. And hijrah is such a thing where a person migrates, like the hijrah that was made from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara. A person, he leaves his hometown, his country, and moves over to another country for the pleasure of Allah. So when a person makes hijrah for the pleasure of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, his sins and his gunas are wiped out. So this sahabi came and he says that he came to take bi'at upon hijrah. He's prepared to migrate. But when he left, his parents were crying. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that return to them, and as you have made them cry, make them happy. There was a sahabi, Hazrat Al-Qamar radiallahu ta'ala an, and he was an extremely pious sahabi. In our terms, he was extremely punctual with his salah, with his fasting, with his charity, etc. When he was on his deathbed, he was unable to recite the kalima. So his wife informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the condition of Al-Qamar radiallahu ta'ala an. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately sent three sahaba, Hazrat Ammar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, to go and make talqeen of the kalima to Hazrat Al-Qamar radiallahu ta'ala. Go there and make him recite the kalima. These sahaba, they went, they tried to make him recite the kalima, but he was unable to recite. So they returned and they informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the first question Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks, are his parents alive? Are his parents alive? So these sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mother is alive but of very elderly age. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested that if it is possible, then his mother should come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if it is not possible, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go to her. The message is conveyed to her. So she says, may my parents be sacrificed. I don't wish to inconvenience Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When she presented herself, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, tell me about Al-Qamar radiallahu ta'ala. So she said that Al-Qamar is a very pious person, very punctual with his fast, punctual with his salah. He would discharge charity, he would perform tahajjud salah, lot of good deeds in his life. but he gives preference to his wife over me by listening to her. And as a result, I as a mother, I am displeased with him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he requested her. He said, if you forgive Al-Qama, it will be good for him. But she refused. When she refused, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed Bilal radiallahu ta'ala that gather firewood and ignite this firewood, light it, so that Al-Qama may be burnt. Immediately she became restless. This is the mother's heart. And she freaked out, will my son be burnt to death? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, our punishment is light in comparison to the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. By Allah, as long as you are upset with him, neither is his salah accepted, nor his sadaqah accepted. The elderly woman then said, I am making you and all these people witness that I have forgiven the shortcomings of Al-Qamah. Now that she has forgiven Al-Qamah radiallahu ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed the Sahaba to go and check whether Al-Qama is reciting Kalima. After checking, they returned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying that Al-Qama is reciting Kalima and Al-Qama has now passed away. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now commanded that the ghusl and kafan of Al-Qama radiallahu ta'ala should be carried out. And he participated in the janazah of Al-Qama. After burying Al-Qama radiallahu ta'ala, he said, from amongst the Muhajirin and the Ansar, whoever has been disobedient to his mother and inconvenienced his mother, then remember the curse of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the curse of the Malaika, and the curse of the people will be upon such a person until he makes Tawbah and shows kindness to his parents and tries to please them. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We will continue from there tomorrow, inshallah.